The top stories on ABC News. Rugby Australia has officially terminated Israel Folau's $4 million contract after he was found guilty at a code of conduct hearing. Folau was found guilty of a high-level breach for his controversial social media posts in April. Rugby Australia Chief Executive Raylene Castle said the decision had not been directly communicated to Folau. The Prime Minister has made a last-minute dash to Queensland to visit marginal seats in the final hours before polling day. Scott Morrison insists tomorrow's election will be close. He's urged voters to give his government another chance. Bill Shorten has altered his campaign plans today and is taking a more low-key approach in honour of Bob Hawke. The nation is mourning the death of Australia's 23rd Prime Minister, who died yesterday, aged 89. Bill Shorten has remembered Bob Hawke as Labor's greatest son, while Scott Morrison said he was a great Australian. Tributes are also being sent from around the world for the former PM, who died peacefully at his Sydney home. And St George rugby league player Jack DeBellin has lost his no-fault federal court case against the NRL and the ARL Commission. DeBellin's legal team argued the new rules were unfair, draconian and unprecedented, but were unable to convince Justice Melissa Perry.